Charles Camille Saint-Saëns was born in Paris on October 930. He is considered one of the foremost of France and is undoubtedly one of the most versatile composers of our time, excelling in every branch of the musical art. Of his operas, the only one thoroughly well known to the American public is Samson and Delilah. Its first performance was given at Weimar in 1877. It was first produced in the United States at the Metropolitan Opera House in 1895. Although previous to that, it had been frequently heard as an oratorio. It is termed a biblical opera, for it is rather too dramatic for a true type of oratorio. Arthur Pugin, the noted musical writer and critic, says of Samson and Delilah, "This work is entirely French, as a whole and in every part. By the nobility of the declamation, united to a sense of melody of the most refined and exquisite nature. By the splendor of the orchestra, by the adorable sonority of the chorus, by the masterly science and piquant ingenuity of the harmony. Finally, by all those details which concur in forming the beauty of the whole and rendering it a masterpiece." The libretto of Samson and Delilah closely follows the story of Samson in the scriptures and is familiar to all. In the first act, Samson comforts the Israelites by predicting victory over the Philistines. He sings a triumphant song which inspires the Hebrews. Samson is greeted by Delilah and succumbs to her charms. As she sings, he is completely at her mercy. Act 2 shows us Delilah's house. She is waiting for Samson. The high priest enters and persuades her to turn Samson over to the Philistines, and she swears to do so. Samson finally enters after the departure of the high priest and follows Delilah into her room. She lulls him to sleep, then cuts off his hair, which is the secret of his strength. Finally, she calls in the Philistines, who overpower and blind him. In the next act, we see Samson in prison, and he is dragged out by the Philistines. The scene then changes to the temple of Dagon. The high priest orders Samson to sing in glory of Delilah. He prays for the return of his strength, while his enemies laugh and jeer at him. The festival begins. Samson prays again, and with a portion of his former strength regained, rends asunder the marble pillars of the temple and dies with the Philistines in the ruins. "My Heart at Thy Sweet Voice" is sung by Delilah in Act 2, her home in the Valley of Sorek, whither she has persuaded Samson to come. She sings this alluring song to him, and by her grace and beauty, succeeds in making him fall deeply in love with her. Eleonora de Cisneros is an American girl whose fame as an opera singer is worldwide. This aria, "My Heart at Thy Sweet Voice," is considered one of the most beautiful contralto melodies in the whole realm of opera, and Madame de Cisneros' rendition of it is in every way a notable one. She has sung nearly all the leading contralto operatic parts, both abroad and in this country. New York City has heard her with both the Manhattan and Metropolitan Opera Company. Later, during the season of 1913 and 14, she appeared as one of the leading singers of the Chicago-Philadelphia Opera.